Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's your host for the next half hour or so, Gina Crash, and I'm so excited to introduce you to my guest today. It is Lynn Coughlin. She is the president and founder of Catch a Lift Fund right in Lutherville, Timonium. Or is it Timonium, Lutherville? Welcome back to the show, Lynn. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you for being so kind and having us back.
Oh my gosh! Well, we think you're the world of your organization, of you guys, and how it all came to be, and everything is quite an amazing story. And you know, if I'm familiar with you guys, but just in case there's anyone listening out there that doesn't know the great work that you do, please tell us about Catch a Lift.
Sure. Thanks. We're a grassroots Baltimore organization, started right here in Baltimore, Maryland, and I started this nonprofit 10 years ago. My brother, my youngest brother, Chris Coughlin, he joined the Army very late in life, 1 month shy of 42, which was the cutoff date for the Afghanistan War. And he deployed, went over, and he was killed in 2009 on a mission he was on, and he died that day in November. So I was his point person back home, and I received so much information, emails, and contact from the men and women he served with, that he went to boot camp with and he trained with. And they all talked about working out with Chris and what he used to call it, catching a lift. And I looked into a lot of the programs that were offered to veterans at that time 10 years ago, and there was nothing holistic healing through wellness, fitness, nutrition, and community. And that's how we started Catch a Lift. We coined it after what he used to say when he would lift at the gym or go work out, he's going to catch a lift. And that's how we named it and started 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh, and what a great tribute to him and some of the articles. There's a great article about your brother on catchaliftfund.org on your website, and it also says that even though he was almost 42, he was like in better shape than most of the younger guys that were serving alongside him. So that says a ton, and gosh, this is just such so wonderful what you guys do. And so how many veterans are you serving right now, and has that changed a little bit with COVID-19?
It has changed. In our 10 years, we've served close to 7,000 veterans, and of all branches, all of our veterans are combat injured and have had to leave the military because of their injuries. And the majority have served Iraq, Afghanistan, and a few from 9/11. So of those 7,000, we still have close to 700 that have been left behind because of COVID, because the way we raise money was always events, live events, and we had to shut all that down, of course. So close to 700 are waiting to get into the program as we reboot and get back to fundraising.
Right. So this is a really critical time, which is why I wanted to get you back on. A few years ago, we had you on when we were able to be in studio and all of that. And of course, now we're social distancing and everybody's adapting the way they do things. But I think it's really, really important now more than ever for people to know how they can get involved and how they can help you get those 700 veterans and then some. I mean, there might be even more than that potentially, right, that need to get involved with Catch a Lift.
Absolutely. There are more because the 700 is when we had to freeze during COVID, which was March 19th, and that's what we froze at. And right now, there's hundreds more applying. And what happens is it's such a niche nonprofit because we help our veterans take back their health on their own. And we started through fitness, nutrition, emotional wellness, and community. Those are the four pillars that we base things on. And our veterans are really, when they get out, they're really lost, not sure what they're going to do. They've lost their sense of purpose. And oftentimes they're medicated and sedentary from depression or anxiety, from the post-traumatic stress and other life struggles. And then they become obese, overweight, They stop moving, so there's a lot more aches and pains. And we take that back by getting them back into health, fitness, nutrition, their community, and it really changes their life.
Yeah, you hear, I mean, you're really saving lives because, and also, I'm sure they miss the camaraderie of being more in the gym, but even the home gym and the virtual interaction, you guys have done a great job on Zoom. I've seen some of your clips where, you know, your fitness leader is talking to other vets and you're kind of like, they talk about mental health as well as physical health, right? I mean, it really is a lifeline. I think it's equally as important, right?
Absolutely. So, what's very interesting is almost all of our veterans have been, of course, they're deployed in other countries, and they're at the top of their game with fitness. And so they understand fitness and they know it. So what we do is get them back into it. We get them connected to our own coaches that are all veterans that used to be in Capsulift as members, and we certify them and educated by nutrition, fitness, personal trainers, whatever discipline they want to be certified in, and now they become the coaches, the mentors to the other members. So they can talk the same talk, they can walk the same walk. We can have a double amputee talk to a veteran double amputee coach. They understand the struggles and the difficulties, but they also can have that camaraderie that they have missed desperately. We do a very, very good job with the mentoring from coach to coach, veteran to veteran, and that's where they really come together and feel that they can overcome the struggles.
Mm-hmm. And really open up with each other and understand where they might not have opened up with someone who didn't quite understand their struggles as well as, a fellow injured vet would. And so over the last 10 years that you've been in, working, founded and, continue to run Catch a Lift. What have you noticed are the greatest needs for our injured veterans? Because there's so many that come home that, they need to adapt from that point on. They have they're generally young and in very good health and have to continue the journey, but in a different way, a little adapted. But they move. It's fascinating the way they can move on and continue to thrive. And luckily, with your help as well, I'm sure even more so.
Absolutely. Some of the greatest needs, which we have seen, since 10 years, I've personally spoken to thousands and thousands of injured veterans, they lost their sense of purpose. There is not a single veteran I have spoken to that said, oh, I'm glad I'm out. They left the military kicking and screaming. That was their goal, their mission, their career. And now they can't serve anymore because of their injury. So when this happens, they really lose their sense of purpose. Once they get back, the civilian world is very different. We do things differently. The rule of engagement is different, and now they're really lost. So they come together by finding a new goal. Interesting story, Matt Leva, one of our Cal coaches, was seriously injured. He's in a wheelchair. He cannot wear prosthetics. He's lost both legs, fingers, fused arms. Just a multitude of obstacles to overcome physically. And so when he came into the program, he had lost his purpose, could not figure out what he wanted to do, was extremely depressed. He started with working out. He started losing weight, lost over 100 pounds from his wheelchair, and now he is a coach in our program, mentoring other veterans, other members that feel they can't do it, they're afraid to push on, and he's there right at the helm leading them. And he said that he has never felt this much passion since he left the Army, but he knows now that he can achieve just about anything mentally or physically.
That is fantastic because, he could have just been sitting there and, we'd all sort of if we're in his situation, might feel sorry for ourselves or just go, well, what now? And just be, on the couch. But that's so inspiring that he has been able to overcome that and reach that sort of level of fulfillment that you get when you talk to these vets that when they're serving, that's like, you're right, that's their passion, that's what they love to do. And if you thank them for their service, they'll just say, oh, just doing my job, you know.
Absolutely.
So a very humble bunch. And but that's fantastic. And for every story of Matt, there's another one probably like it, you know, or he's inspiring someone else too. So that's fantastic. And we talked about the four pillars, but just to repeat that again, tell us more a little bit about the four pillars again.
Sure. So the four pillars that really every human being can use is the pillars that we base the program on. We start with nutrition. Whatever goes into your body has to be healthy, clean, good choices, not necessarily food. We're talking substance, alcohol, all the different things that you put into your body on a daily basis. We teach and help our veterans understand what that looks like and what the best choices are. After nutrition comes the fitness part, and fitness is anything you want to do. You walk, ride a bike, play ball with your children, lift weights, swim, whatever it is, CrossFit, yoga. As long as you're moving, as long as you're putting in exercise of some sort, 180 minutes a week, releases enough endorphins that go into your physical body, but also into your brain. And it's scientifically proven post-traumatic stress, anxiety, there's a part of the brain that it sort of hangs out in and likes to live in, the hippocampus, and those endorphins released directly affect that. So fitness is the second pillar that we base so much of our program on. And when all two, the first and second pillar, are together and working, emotional wellness begins. Where you are with your family, how you feel, mindfulness, being in the moment, grateful for what you have, grateful for where you're going, what you did. And then that leads us to community, to reach out. You're not alone. You're not isolated. You have a community behind you. If it's 1, 2, 3, 100 friends, we all have some type of community, and we all want to be there for each other. So those four pillars we push out throughout the program from the first day, as long as you want to be in the program and as long as you are in the program, we ask you to really be present in those four pillars.
Mm-hmm. And boy, from those four pillars, you can really build something from that, metaphorically speaking and physically as well. That's fantastic. What a great, and again, they all go kind of hand in hand. And when you're ready for one, then the next one, and it all works together so beautifully. And I think we know a little bit about the answer to this next question from what you've told us so far. But what makes Catch-A-Lift different from other nonprofits? And I guess you could even say other nonprofits that help serve veterans as well. What makes you guys so different and so special?
Yes, thank you, because there are so many wonderful nonprofits out there that are providing great services. What we feel really special about CAL is it's very niche. Because of what we do physically and emotionally, what happens is that is done every single day. So Catch-A-Lift offers to our veterans the programs that they use 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not a single trip or an experience. It is a full-time nonprofit that gives you full-time benefits for your life. We're allowing and helping to curate the veteran's choice to their own health and being part of that. With the way the country is, with the VA being so overloaded as they had never anticipated, our veterans must take their health into their hands and be part of it. And Catch-A-Lift is right there behind them, supporting that and giving them the way to do that.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And we heard about Matt a little earlier, but if you could tell us some more. Everybody loves hearing success stories from other veterans you have in the program. I know there are many, but I'm sure there are some that have particularly touched you.
Well, it's very interesting. We have, which a lot of your listeners could go to on your YouTube channel, the Catch-A-Lift Fund Coach's Corner. We have a podcast every Wednesday, and we bring on at 1 p.m., and then they're recorded for later, some really phenomenal stories about veterans in our program. And even today we had Robert Dominguez, who shared a remarkable story of he turned to alcohol and substance after he got out because of losing a sense of purpose, and he found himself in a situation where he was going to harm himself and take his life. And from there, He got into Catch-A-Lift. With the support of Catch-A-Lift, he's changed that full circle. He's working full time. He is completely sober. He's over a year now. He took that, went to the Warrior Fitness Games, which are a world, a nationwide competition between veterans in athletic disciplines. And the first year he went, he was drunk, couldn't even participate. He had to leave. The second year he went after Catch-A-Lift, and he cleaned his act up, got himself straight, working out, being focused. He took home every single medal and was named the athlete of the year.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It's amazing. He has a full-time job now. He has his son that he can see again. So just this incredible, incredible story. One of the veterans that was on last week's podcast, Aaron Hall, was hit with a rocket grenade in the face, in the body. He's completely blind, burned, just horrific injuries. He now, after being in the program, he's one of the beginner Catch-A-Lift members, which is really wonderful. He learned to run in marathons, triathlons. He did it with a tether. And now he's married, has twin boys, and has his own chocolate company that he sells online.
Oh, my gosh. This is, this is so great. They are, everybody is thriving. This is fantastic.
They're really wonderful. And the women in our program, we do not, there's not a lot of combat women, just in ratio to the men, of course. And the women in the program, they're equally phenomenal. Sarah Rutter was one of our only veterans that was not deployed, but she was lost her leg from the accident in the Pentagon. She was at the Pentagon on 9/11 when it got hit, and she was being promoted in the Marines. It got, the Pentagon was hit. She went in to recover victims and stayed for close to 72 hours, then doing body recovery. And she lost her leg as a result of that. And she is now, she suffered 13 years of depression. And once she got into Catch-A-Lift, she is absolutely amazing. She's one of our top coaches. She's CrossFit certified. She's been the spokesperson and athlete for the Warrior Games, Invictus Games. Just remarkable thing.
Wow. And, thank you for mentioning the female heroes, too, because that, and wow, that just bringing it back to 9/11 and that day and just that, that urge to go in and help other people and how she has overcome all that. It's amazing. So how, in the midst of all this, in the midst of a pandemic, if anybody can adapt, I know it's a veteran, so
yeah,
I know you're
yeah.
very adaptive, but how has COVID impacted your programs? And I'm sure that involves not giving up and just sort of shifting things a little bit.
Yes, we had to shift everything virtually. Some gyms are open and some veterans can still attend those if they would like. And then others have home equipment that we have supplied, so they're doing very well. But those that can't go out because of being vulnerable or they're feeling nervous or isolated or they're in quarantine because of their own injuries, then we do a vet outreach. We have a virtual dashboard and landing zone that's proprietary to our members, and it has every workout, discipline, nutrition, community, stretching, recovery that you could ever imagine on one platform that they can get into and use and reach that community virtually. We have a very robust vet outreach program where we call all of our veterans, we make sure they're engaged, that they're doing okay, they're not staying isolated. We connect them to resources they may need in this time. So we're extremely hands-on with that right now.
Yeah, that's getting back to the grassroots, the old phone chain, you know, where you have to just call and reach out. And
yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
That works too. And are they enjoying, with the technology that you're using, I bet they're enjoying the podcasting aspect and maybe, you know, doing it things a little, maybe discovering some things that they hadn't done before, that it sounds to me that they might be enjoying all those new avenues that you can reach people by.
You're absolutely right. They definitely weren't, you know, using a lot of that before.
Right, right.
So, So like all of us, everyone has to become more adaptive now, right, with technology.
Absolutely. Yep. I know, whether it's a kid trying to go to school, you know, when their parents aren't on a Zoom meeting for work, or I mean, we're all getting very, very creative these days with technology. But that's cool that they can still interact that way. So, and it is a little confusing, too, with like some gyms. I know you do actually work with vets in other areas of the country besides the Baltimore area, though you were founded here in Baltimore. You do reach a nationwide base, right? So that's sort of, it's got to be a varying degrees of open and closed. And, you know, is there someone that you work with that sort of tries to figure out and reach out to people about whether or not their gym's open or not, or how you kind of figure all that out?
Rachel Forbes is our gym coordinator, and she has a very tedious task. She literally calls the gyms with volunteers, and we make sure they're open. We make sure we're not losing any funding. We credited the days they were closed back to the veterans' accounts. So it's a process, but she works really hard at that, and she makes sure that when they're open, they can get back in and the veterans comfortable. If they're not comfortable, then we get them onto the virtual track that we have. And then we also provide home equipment, and the veterans that have home equipment have the CAL coaches, the Ketchler coaches that they work with for working out at home.
Mm-hmm. And is that what, is that safer in some people's minds, or do you feel like they've adapted and like that as well, or do they ultimately like that camaraderie of being in the gym? And we'll all be there again one day when it's, you know, safe to do so. But you think they're enjoying the home workout as well?
Well, they do. They like the home workout, and some veterans have, you know, pretty severe post-traumatic stress, so they're uncomfortable in large public places. And then traumatic brain injury brings us a whole other set of issues with concentration and noises and things like that. So they do better at home,
Yeah, and that's right, because it's not just the, you know, you can have PTSD that, you know, or a traumatic brain injury that impacts, you know, it might not physically, you can't see it, but that scar of war in that way too is something that you have to work at constantly as well, and work with the other people.
It's constantly. And you know what's hard about that, Gina, is that you don't see it, so it's much people forget about it. Mm-hmm. And they don't think it's maybe as bad as if you lost your leg.
Right.
But when we you know, our matrix and our data show us that it is extremely, extremely difficult to manage on a day-to-day basis if you're not constantly working on those invisible injuries.
You're right. Even if you can't see them, doesn't mean that they're not there, because they are. And I know you guys were doing a lot of upcoming events, or you are doing upcoming events that were once in person, but how have you been able to do your upcoming events in a virtual way, or let us know how we can, how you're doing that, and how we can get involved as well, as we have just about like 5 minutes left. So I guess we got to get in, make sure we cover everything, right?
Absolutely. Well, we would love if the listeners were interested. We have a 14 Days to Catch a Lift virtual event coming up, and it's our solution to 4 to 5 events that we do third and fourth quarter. So we're making those all together, and we're doing them virtually. The 14 days, it's going to be up on our website September 1st. We'll launch it. People can find it on our Instagram, on our Facebook, social media of all sorts. And what that 14 days is, you can sign up, and it's completely free to anyone. And we encourage families to do it and companies to do it. The 14 days, you're going to walk the steps of a veteran in those 14 days. Every day will be highlighted by one veteran that tells his story, shares his mission, what he's doing now, and then whatever they would like to share with the nation, nutrition, a workout, recovery, yoga, whatever it is, a boot camp, a video. And that's where those 14 days, every single day, I'll have a different topic about the four pillars that we support. It will then culminate in our virtual benefit, which is on the 13th, and there we have sponsors and raffles and veteran speaking, live music, hors d'oeuvre raffles, cocktail contests, things like that. So it's 1 hour, a lot of our veterans sharing their personal stories. It's going to be fantastic. It's no charge to anyone. You can do all 14 days, come to the event. And then, of course, we have donation packages and, you know, as little as $5, $10, $20, $100, sponsorship packages. We just want people to be involved. And perhaps those that came to an event during this 2020 year would think of donating that ticket price that they used to pay to our virtual event.
You're right. Wow, what a great idea this is. And then people can get involved. And, you know, $5 really can go a long way. If everybody that's listening to us, for instance, did that, think of the money that we can raise and we will raise with this. So is it as simple as going to the website, which is catchaliftfund.org, and then finding out more about 14 days?
Yes. If you can go to the website, catchaliftfund.org, there's a donate page. Any amount we love. And thank you for, but the 14 days will be up September 1st. We have a page now that, you know, will tell you that. And September 1st, get on there, register, and let's do it. 14 days to catch a lift.
What a great idea. Great idea. I love it. I love it. You're so creative. And I'm getting the 1 minute warning. So I want to make sure. And another good reason to go to catchaliftfund.org is also to get those links to your Facebook, where you're very active. Also on Instagram. And you mentioned the YouTube channel a lot. There's some very inspiring videos on there. You guys are always replenishing that material too. That is that another good place for people to go and learn more about what you do and how they can help?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All those pages have links to find out how to get involved. We need volunteers, people to call our veterans. We always have volunteer. And even if you're nationwide, Baltimore, you want to be an ambassador, we're just asking you to make awareness, public knowledge, what our veterans' health and what they need and how easily they can get it through Catch a Lift.
That's right. And get that conversation going. And also to try to get some of those 700 plus vets that are waiting to get on the list to be involved with Catch a Lift, and the many more that, you know, that also need our help and will continue to need our help in the future as, you know, the pandemic's not going anywhere right now, and neither is, you know, our veterans who need our help all the time. So, Lynn Coughlin, thank you so much for joining me again, president and founder of Catch a Lift Fund right here in Baltimore. You guys do amazing things, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and let everyone
thank
know how
you.
They can help.
Thank you, Gina. You take care. Thanks again.
You too, Lynn. You're awesome. Thank you so much, you guys. Definitely check out catchaliftfund.org. And thank you so much for listening today and for helping out. And this has been a production of Entercom Baltimore. Thanks for listening.